CliffCentral.com. Sean Sanders is here. Hey, Sean, how are you, dude? If I gave you $13 million to invest for me, I'm sure you could make a decent return on that, whereas a statue is not really going to make anyone a return, is it?
Hello, morning, guys. I don't quite understand that strategy, but I'm sure there has to be some logic somewhere deep down in there.
Well, very diplomatic, Sean. Very diplomatic.
So it's the most diplomatic I'm going to be today, so I'll move on to more entertaining stuff after this.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at what has been happening in the world of crypto, and Sean Sanders from Revix is here to give us the scoop. And it's not just crypto, but also Pax Gold that they offer. So tell us what's happening, man. Give us an update.
Yes, it's been a wild, wild last 2 weeks for crypto. You've seen Bitcoin hit $13,800 yesterday, mm-hmm. which is 230,000 Rand, and that's the highest price in over 20 months. Wow. And in the last 24 hours, it's pulled back a bit. So it's sitting at $13,250. And you know that means Bitcoin's up 85% in 2020. The rest of the crypto market's also been performing pretty well. Uh-huh. And this has been due to, drumroll, PayPal announcing that they'll be entering the crypto space. Oh. So from early next year, PayPal users, like you and me, we can use cryptocurrencies for purchases. And there's 26 million stores around the world that accept PayPal as a means of payment. So to say that this is a big step in the adoption of crypto, both for the user and for the merchant, is just a complete understatement. I mean, this is massive, massive news. And it's why you're seeing the entire crypto market kind of blow upwards now.
All right.
And, you know, they still have a very long way to go.
So tell me quickly about the gold situation, because I'm concerned. The U.S. election is next week, and these geopolitical events always have quite a lot to do with what happens, not only to, you know, the stock market, but also to gold, and then specifically to crypto. Do you think there's going to be any major movement left, right, up, down?
Yeah, so gold, you know, pulled back from its all-time high of $2,070. Mm-hmm. I mean, for gold to move, remember, this is the safe haven asset. This is not meant to be an asset that's super volatile or anything like that. And gold's up more than 20% this year. I mean, you have to look back a very long way to be able to find another year where gold sort of performed as well as it has this last year. But it's hovering around $1,900 at this point in time, and it's been moving, yeah, maybe $20 up, $20 down. But is there an investment case for gold? You know, I've spoken about this on your show loads. There's just so much money that's been printed. I mean, you're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. I actually read a stat the other day that there was more money printed in June this year alone than there was in the first three decades after the U.S. was created. So just thinking about that, I mean, that's remarkable. And you know, with all this money sloshing around, essentially what that means is that it's going to get down into the system. People are going to have more money, but there's only going to be the same, well, there's going to be the same number of things in existence, same number of physical goods, which generally means that the prices of those increase in value. And that's where a safe haven like gold can be, you know, a really good store of wealth.
Well, we had Tito yesterday giving his medium-term budget speech, and he was indicating that there may be all kinds of taxes on the way, and there may be all kinds of stealth taxes that get brought into being. Now, obviously, people are thinking about, well, we've been through a difficult year. I've got X amount of money, or I used to have X amount of money. Where can I put it where it's least likely to be ruined by the vagaries of governments all over the world and by coronaviruses? And I mean, gold, you said, is a safe haven. Would you say the same is true for crypto, or do you think that's much more of a risk?
Oh, crypto is a diverse asset class. I think people get caught up in the idea of cryptocurrency, and that's not necessarily what the entire crypto market is. You have currencies, or digital currencies within the crypto space, so the likes of Bitcoin, the likes of Litecoin, the likes of XRP, so these are within our payment bundle. They are trying to compete to be digital cash. Generally speaking, they have a fixed supply. And by having a fixed supply, they sort of have more intrinsic value. It's difficult to say more intrinsic value, but they have intrinsic value because, you know, you can't just print more of them. And this is the big value when it comes to investing in, say, Bitcoin or Litecoin. I mean, you've got a fixed supply of 21 million Bitcoin. You've seen a lot of big institutions come out recently and say, and big institutions being the likes of PayPal, MicroStrategy, they came out recently. We just got an article on MoneyWeb talking about this a little bit more. But if you're looking at these big institutions stepping forward and saying, well, you know, we believe that Bitcoin's probably a better instrument than gold to hedge against inflation, that's a huge step forward. And that's, you know, part of the reason why you've seen this move up in the crypto markets. So what would I do if I had, as you asked at the beginning of the show, you know, 13 odd million Rand to invest right now? I mean, I wouldn't go and put it all into Bitcoin. I wouldn't go and put it all into crypto. I would diversify, and I've said this, and it's boring, and you know every financial advisor would probably say this, but you would diversify across the market. Do not look at holding a whole bunch of brands or physical currency. I mean, there is no better way to guarantee losing your money than holding physical currency, because every single year, this is how people become poor. You have a 5% inflation rate in South Africa. Maybe it's a little bit lower now, but every single year, goods become a little bit more expensive and a little bit more expensive. And it's the reason that you can look back 20 years and you can think, holy crap, I mean, going to a movie cost this much money and now it costs this much money.
Yeah.
And that is inflation. And that's inflation making you poorer. And that's why you need assets that can protect you from inflation. And that's why Bitcoin, gold, et cetera, can actually be really good investment opportunities.
Now, you mentioned your article that was in MoneyWeb, and Justice actually sent us a message about that. He read it, and he felt it was really, really good. And he liked the fact that he's already heard you on the show. So he knew what he was dealing with when he read the MoneyWeb article. And he's also concerned about kind of diversifying his portfolio, which I think is what a lot of people are trying to do. What do you think the likelihood is that after the US elections, things settle down a little bit? Because that's really what all investors are hoping for, a little bit of certainty. Uncertainty is the last thing they want, right?
Yeah, uncertainty is, it's the biggest issue with stock pricing. It's the reason that there's volatility in the market. So will things settle down after the US election, even if it goes smoothly? I do not think so. I don't think there's a hope in hell that that's going to happen. You've just seen France come out with a new lockdown.
Yeah.
You've seen the whole of Europe sort of go into a greater lockdown. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the one to bring bad news, but in my opinion, you've seen 2020, which has been a really tough year. A lot of people have been really shocked. Central banks have stepped in. They've printed money. Governments have injected stimulus into the markets. The problem is that, you know, you're entering 2021 where there's going to be more layoffs. There's going to be businesses that aren't going to be able to be propped up any further. There's probably going to be, you know, real serious economic issues. So looking out to 2022, 2020, 2023, I think there's a very good opportunity then. But I think you're going to go through another 12 months or so of a lot of pain. That's unfortunately the news that I have. So, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I could be entirely wrong and we could be entering the roaring 20s in 2021, right?
I hope you're wrong. I've never said that before, but I hope you're wrong. Yeah. You miserable, miserable, depressing, negative human being. you are being realistic, so I suppose it's something we have to deal with. All right, Sean, thanks, man. It's good to talk to you in a market that you've never seen before, and boy, oh boy, is that true. Diversify, don't guess. Revex allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. You can find out more by following them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Revex Invest. That's at Revex Invest, R-E-V-I-X Invest. And you can invest now in three easy steps. You just sign up for free, you verify your ID, you add funds, and you select the bundle of your choice. So,
that rhymes. Verify for free.
There we go.
Verify. No, sign up for free.
Yeah.
Verify your ID.
You know, it's amazing how every time Sia sings something, it becomes less lovely. But we'll leave that for a minute. If you want more info, you can head over to revex.com. It's the smart way to invest in crypto. Thank you, Sean.
Guys, thank you very much. Have a fantastic rest of the week.
Thanks, Sean.
There's Sean Sanders from Revex. CliffCentral.com.